Hey guys, welcome to another installment of It Figures.
Did we get started yet? You just started?
Wow.
What?
What are we doing? What? Are we
started? Hi, I'm Pixel Dan. Welcome to the show.
Here we go again.
That wasn't even remote.
To my right is Duvall. Hi, Duvall. How's it going?
Yo.
Wow. Is that Duvall's voice?
That's how he does it.
Yo.
What do you mean Duvall's voice? That is Duvall.
Oh, what, Duvall, what's wrong with your voice?
It's kind of normal.
Oh, jeez.
Killen, what's new with you over there in your orange shirt?
I'm selling stuff and making money.
I love Legos.
I love Legos. Yeah, boy.
Mm. What's new with you, Dirk?
I hate Obama.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
Racist.
All right.
Next issue.
And we've started the show off good. So what's up, guys?
Okay, how's, well, how's things the other been? Half of our listeners tuning in.
Yeah.
You know.
Wait,
so,
welcome back, Dan.
Oh, thanks. I'm
gone.
Yeah,
we missed you last week.
Rehired you after you were released. We decided to give you a second contract.
I was future endeavored.
Yeah.
And brought
you,
back.
You went to TNI Impact.
TNI Impact.
Now you're back.
Oh God. Excellent.
Maybe it's TNI Impact. Anyway.
So I'm back. Good. Well, we are fast approaching Toy Fair, and there's sure to be tons and tons and tons of toy news in, just a little over a week now?
Yeah, a little over a week. Starts on Sunday the 14th.
And we're going to be there.
Is that like
but
2 weeks away?
It's about 2 weeks away.
Well, roughly.
It's a little over a week. It's like
week and a half?
Week and a half, yeah. It's about a week and a half away. So, but we'll get more to Toy Fair
I'm
later.
Going.
Yeah, we are going. I'm going. Duvall might be going.
We don't know yet. We're trying.
And I'm running the store.
But myself and Killen will definitely be there. But we'll talk more about that in a little bit.
Because
first, well, before we get to the Toy Fair stuff, I want to actually cover the current toy news. Because
there is current toy news.
Surprisingly, we've actually got some new announcements that I wanted to discuss. And the big one on my mind is the press release that went out from Playmates Toys. That said that...
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fans are suckers.
Yeah. For 2010, they have decided to put both the Star Trek line...
Oh, no!
...and the Ninja Turtles line on hold.
So my Shredder No Pants isn't coming out this year?
Now...
Yay! And a boo.
Yeah, it's like, okay, first of all, the Star Trek line, really, like, we didn't expect
that
to...
Yeah, but I need the rest of my playset.
Like okay.
My playset has not shown up.
I know that they're already missing a bunch of the Star Trek figures that were supposed to come out and never did. I had already assumed that those just weren't going to happen because the stores have been clogged with Star Trek figures. We haven't seen anything new coming out since the actual initial release for the movie. So that wasn't that big of an announcement for me. The Turtles thing came out of nowhere to me because, well, first of all, I guess there have been signs. We've been wondering where that last wave of the 25th anniversary has been.
Yep.
We've been wondering why we haven't seen the comic-style figures that they showed off at last year's New York Comic Con. We've wondered, like, the weird thing, though, is, like, just, like, a month ago, they made the announcement that they're going to re-release the movie Star Turtles.
Yeah, and no, that's not going to
happen. And now, all of a sudden, that's not happening. So, it's like...
They were trying to make some last-ditch effort, and then they just finally decided it wasn't worth it.
I don't know what's going on, because it's like...
I think some of it might have to do with Nickelodeon buying
and
the
And that's
franchise.
What I was wondering.
Yeah, that might have a lot to do
because
with it.
It seems like the 25th anniversary line was selling well enough.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were excited for the stuff coming out. I know that I was really looking forward to getting that last wave, which, by the way, apparently pieces of those have started showing up around Canada and stuff.
Yeah. Is there a Shredder with no pants on somewhere?
You know what? I seen some pictures of him on eBay that some people were selling for like $40, which is ridiculous, but I can't tell if he's got pants or not because his purple cape thing is completely covering his
head.
Right,
well, is there any Canucks listening and you got a Shredder without pants
on?
So
it seems like some of the Shredders, the Foot Soldiers, and the Casey... Oh, and the Slash. I haven't seen Casey, but the Foot Soldier, the Shredder, and the Slash have leaked out somehow,
yeah.
Apparently around Canada, and they are showing up on eBay, but people are charging $1 billion for them because they know they can get a lot of money now. So there's probably a fat chance of any of us getting those. I don't think the comic figures are going to come at all now, which really sucks. I don't think the movie Star Turtles are going to come at all.
All Canadians, turn off CTV, stop watching hockey, drive down to Corner Gas, fill up your tank, and then head up to the toy stores and find these turtles and send them to us.
Send them to us.
That's your call out right
that's,
now.
That's what we need. We need those.
Then you can get back to watching hockey and Mr. Perfect DVDs.
And curling.
And listen to Brian Adams.
Now, we've so Brian Adams on many occasions. Here's the good news, though, I guess. If Playmates is halting production of Turtles for 2010, then perhaps NECA can step in, fix their whatever their contract issues were that aren't allowing them to release the rest of the figures they have shown, and maybe we'll get a Shredder and a Foot
maybe.
Soldier
from that line. Yeah, but that might also be a deal with NECA.
Yeah, that might.
That could be too.
Yeah, something is wrong with NECA because we haven't got our.
The yellow and green suit April still haven't even shown up. I know that we've had some on order here at your store, and they've just never come.
They came out last month.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with those, and we've still never got final word on the Shredder or the Foot Soldier, whether or not we're getting those, which, to be honest, I would love to have those more than the Playmates ones.
All the Playmates did say they're going to do toys for the new Shrek movie.
Yes, so, you know, we don't get Star Trek or Turtles, but good news, guys, Playmates is doing Shrek and Michael Jackson this year.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Adding to my Shrek and Michael Jackson.
Something about Michael Jackson toys for kids just seems
wrong. Isn't that weird? Michael Jackson action figures by Playmates. Who would have thought? I don't know. This is just this whole thing is so weird to
Michael
me because
Jackson, kids, Playmates.
Okay. I see how that fits together, but I don't like it. So,
we'll explain it to you later, Damien.
So, okay, Nickelodeon bought Ninja Turtles.
From Mirage.
Right. And I'm going to just throw it out there and say that probably has something to do with it. Now, we know that Nickelodeon's doing a new Ninja Turtles cartoon next year, and they're filming a new live-action movie, which is also supposed to come out in, like, 2011, 2012.
Right.
So, and Playmates did sign the rights to both that movie and that new cartoon series. So we know that we will be getting new Ninja Turtles toys somewhere in 2011 and 2012, but this completely leaves all these other ones they've shown us up in the air, which really sucks because those are the ones that are meant for the old collectors anyway, you know, the 25th anniversary line, which, by the way, we're in year 26 now. we got all the way through the 25th year without getting the entire 25th anniversary collection. I don't know what happened. It's so weird.
Shipping them out, so
oh, Playmates is having problems with Digital River.
They lost so much money on the Turtle, man.
Yeah, that must be it. Oh, we shouldn't have priced that at $20. That's way too cheap.
We meant $120.
Baby, probably. And did you price this? Sorry, Dave.
And it stinks because Playmates isn't attending.
They're not
Toy Fair.
Toy Fair. Nope.
So because we had every intention to confront them about this when we went to New York, they are not at Toy Fair. So something is really
Where's
up with
office?
Playmates. I am not.
They have an office in New York, but
well, then you track them down and confront them. You sit out in the parking lot until you see the car pull up, and you just run up 2020 style. Excuse me.
Can you tell us what's going on with Turtles?
Like, you're a phony.
That's only like one of three, I would say, kind of major companies that aren't attending. Everyone else is
going
to be there.
It makes me wonder if something's going on with Playmates.
Are they getting bought out by someone?
Like, I don't. I mean, it's really weird that they would cancel one of their biggest franchises for the entire year, hot on the heels of all this Turtles stuff been going on. Yeah, and Turtles too. Okay, but and then to pull out from Toy Fair, it's like, what's going on? You know, it's kind of a weird situation.
I made all kinds of calls trying to figure out if they were going to come to Toy Fair, and then finally talked to
the janitor,
somebody at another toy site that we know, and he was like, they're not going to be there. He's like, I was told they weren't going to show, and they're not going to be there. And I was like, well, that's wonderful.
So,
if you see guys with paper bags over their heads, kind of hiding in the corners, running around, then you know that they're there.
They're not making toys anymore. They're going to make Hannah Montana lunchboxes.
Oh, I'm in.
So they got, at least they got a Disney ride,
well,
I guess.
They got a year to make those before that show's gone, so, you know, cash in on it while they can.
They're done. It's done.
So that's kind of a bummer for the Turtle fans and the Star Trek fans out there. We're not getting any new toys this entire year for both of those lines, and that really sucks for me because of the whole Turtles thing. I was really excited about all that new stuff coming out.
Well,
I know
Dirt was super excited about the Star Trek stuff because he's been talking.
Well, just because he wanted to finish. Yeah, you want to finish your playsets.
So Playmates, you're not the home of the Ninja Turtles. You're home of the big fat failure Turtles.
There you go. I guess maybe we could just put all the blame on their terrible Terminator stuff.
Maybe it's probably
that probably hurt.
We could
was the worst.
Like because the Terminator line was so bad, we had to cancel Turtles.
You know, and everybody's clearing them, but no one really wants to clearance them. They want to knock them down just slightly. It's like everybody's losing bad on them.
Yeah, people are losing huge money on it. Well, the store's got such huge assortments of these terrible figures.
They made like 6 characters or 8 characters or something like that, and then they're like, you have to buy a case of 40.
The store's just overbought.
You
know, and they should have packed them like 2-to-1 on the endoskeletons, because seriously, like, if they drop clearance to like $2, I'm going to walk in and grab a peg of, you know, the T-800.
The actual skeletons.
Yeah. Just grab a peg of those and be like, these are $2-3 a piece. All right, all mine. And I'll have an army of those, but I don't want John Connor with a bandana over his face.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the only ones that look remotely okay are the skeletons, the endoskeletons. All the humans are awful looking.
They're also bad sculpts.
The sculpts are terrible. The RoboCop figures look better.
They look like they broke the plastic nice either. Jagged
and edgy. Yeah, awful. I don't know what they were thinking.
I've never seen such a company that was so, you know, I mean, they've made a living on
like what happened
really
to Playmates?
Cool toys. They had great sculptors, and then all of a sudden it's just like, and they released these 2 lines, and it was like, it all went down the toilet.
Let's just say that this criticism is because we have such endearing feelings for Playmates from our childhood, we feel so disappointed.
For sure.
This isn't meant to be a massive knock on Playmates because we hate them.
Right.
It's a massive knock on Playmates because it just feels like you guys really dropped the ball.
It does.
So if any of you guys are listening, you know, you want to come in, you want to come on the show and plead your side of the case, we'll be more than happy to let you. But, I mean, seriously, you guys just totally screwed something up here.
Yeah, well, I mean, just think about all the amazing things Playmates has given us. I mean, we got the original Turtles line. Some of the obscure stuff like Toxic Crusaders and Skeleton Warriors came from Playmates.
Beautiful stuff.
The Star Trek lines, the old 90s Star Trek lines were awesome.
Yeah.
It's like that, you know, there's so many cool Playmates toys that I collected. The Simpsons line, that was a huge hit for Playmates.
They ran that one for like
20 years. So it's like what happened?
Is it new?
The last company to make Simpsons toys was
McFarlane.
I'm saying they're still going.
That line, yes, absolutely. And I mean, it's just like, what happened to these guys? Playmates used to have such a cool corner of the toy market, and this last year they have just shoved it all down the toilet.
It's because Vince McMahon doesn't want to listen to anyone else's ideas, and they get stuck in these ruts where the same guys are on top over. Whoa, oh wait a minute, sorry, guys.
You're on the wrong show. So
sure, because Mattel's giving them a beating.
Because
Mattel's got 4 Horsemen doing pretty much everything.
Yeah, Mattel has really picked it up in the last couple years here.
The big toy company, Mattel's got amazing sculptors. McFarlane, for the work they do, their sculptors are amazing. And then,
and Hasbro still has Transformers, G.I. Joe, and Star Wars, so they're not going anywhere.
Someone's got to come up and take on the 4 Horsemen. We need to see someone take on the 4 Horsemen.
I don't think there's going to be another group like
that. We need a new sculptor team. They can be the Midnight Rockers, Midnight Express, something like that, to take on the 4 Horsemen.
Are you getting crossed with the wrong podcast again?
Maybe, but it would still work.
Mattel's on fire.
Mattel is on fire. Well, they got lucky when they found the Horsemen.
All right. So, any other news?
Yeah, actually, speaking of McFarlane.
Speaking of McFarlane,
guess what they're coming out with? More Halo!
They've announced that they got the rights to Halo Reach, which
I have a sharp object to stab.
Have you guys heard of Halo Reach yet?
No.
That's the new prequel game coming out to the Halo trilogy.
There's
the new video game coming out that is a prequel.
Was it ODST a prequel?
No, ODST took place during the Halo battles, but you played as regular soldiers. Not actually Master Chief.
What about Halo Wars?
That's what I've heard. Halo Wars is like a real-time strategy game, so it's also takes place during the actual Halo Wars. This one is a prequel to the original Halo trilogy, and McFarlane, go figure, got the rights to do the action figures. So, in case you guys were scared or worried...
I'm done with Halo until there's a red versus blue game.
A red versus
Until
blue.
Until they make a red versus blue game.
That's kind of my thing, too. Like, Halo was cool.
Like 26.
And I really liked...
Yeah.
I really liked McFarlane's Halo figures, but after the first couple waves, I was just done.
Well,
it's
where
like,
are we going to see Halo Spawn? Or Spartan Spawn?
Well, they've made a Spawn Halo... He was an exclusive. Spawn Master Chief.
A Spawn with a Halo helmet on?
He was a Master Chief that was colored to look like Spawn.
Okay. Well, I want to see him with the cape and the chains.
I don't know if he had a cape.
There's another company that's not going to Toy Fair this year.
McFarlane?
No, McFarlane.
Yeah, why is
that? Because there's no hockey players signing autographs. Yeah,
I mean, they were there last year. McFarlane had a booth last year at Toy Fair. They are not there this year.
They don't need to be, I guess.
What are they going to do? Show off dragons and baseball players?
Yeah, dragons and baseball players. And Halo. Dragons, baseball players, and
last
Halo.
Last year they literally had sports picks and Halo.
Now, they canceled the dragons line. So all they're going to have is sports picks and Halo.
Yep.
That's all they do these days.
Is the Spawn line done?
They haven't made Spawn figures in almost 2 years.
Yeah, I think the actual Spawn figures are done. Like, that's all they focus on now is the sports stuff and the Halo stuff.
2 years ago at San Diego Comic-Con, they showed off a series of statues they were going to release to stores, and those never happened.
That is weird.
And people are getting tired of Halo, so I wonder what they're going to do next.
I don't... Yeah, exactly. It's like, look, I'm way cool with any toy company that wants to make action figures based off of video games. We need more of that.
A series.
But, yeah, how many figures can we really get out of one series
like
that? And
especially, it's Halo. All the dudes look the same.
Look the same, but they're different colors.
Oh, he's got a green stripe on his leg instead of a yellow stripe.
Yeah, it's like, there's really not. Like, I bought a Master Chief, and I bought a couple of the bad guys, and I was done with that line. I needed nothing else from it.
We got sucked into the Clone Wars. We're not getting sucked into the Halo Wars.
Yeah, No kidding.
All right, any other toy news?
Well, let's go ahead. We'll go and take a
commercial.
Yeah, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some more toy talk.
Hi, I'm Rob Bass from Not Mitten Box, and you're listening to It Figures on the Pop Culture Network.
Que pasa, compadres? You are listening to the planet's most primo podcast, It Figures. My name is Sween Hollick, and if you're into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, have I got a column for you. Go over to popculturenetwork.com and take a look at Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk, where each and every week we meander down memory lane as I review classic figures from the original Playmates Ninja Turtle toy line. Whether you're a longtime follower of the Fab Four or just getting into the Green Teens, I don't think you'll be disappointed. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk, and you can only find it at popculturenetwork.com.
All right, guys, we're back.
Which ad was that? I couldn't hear it very well.
There was a couple of them. There was a couple of them this time.
I couldn't hear it.
Well, you turn your headphones up.
Yeah, well, you
turn your headphones up.
Oh, I've got them turned down because I'm watching the Nightly Business Report right now.
The Nightly Business Report.
You guys keep talking about toys. I got to see what pork bellies are up to.
Okay. So, has anybody else signed up for Maddie Collector's new forms?
I did. Yeah.
Did you see what the first post was in the He-Man Vintage board?
I didn't.
It was Go Team Skeletor.
Was it really?
It was.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Well, you know what I saw.
I didn't even notice
that. Was the first one in the He-Man
I signed up for the board. I went right into the Classics forum. I started looking at the threads, which looked completely identical to all the threads on He-Man.org. Yep, so I went, well, this is going to be exactly what I thought it was. I made one post in there, and then I left. I'm not sure how often I'll be going back to it. I mean,
I don't like how they've got it set up. You have to, like, you have to log in, and then to make a reply in a post, it pops up this new window.
Yeah, that's kind of weird,
like,
isn't it?
It's like, what is that?
How it brings the reply thing is a separate window.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I think it's cool that Mattel wanted to set up their own forums. My biggest problem with it is I already have a place to discuss all that stuff, so I don't really see myself...
Or a couple?
A couple different places. Right. We've got our own site. Yeah. We've got He-Man.org. I mean...
Here's the thing, and exactly what we talked about a month ago when they first announced it, is they better have a whole large group of moderators.
Well, they've got... Did you see all the...
is going to turn into hell on earth.
Well, they've already got a bunch of rule posting. Did you see that? Exactly. Form rules. I saw those all over the place, so...
Because that's got to be nothing but a big complaint.
It's going to be. If it's anything like their Facebook, they're in for some trouble. They better got some serious moderators who are dedicated to just, you know, scouring those forums.
Those guys
and,
good, because those guys are working 12, 15-hour days.
Oh, probably. Man. I can't imagine. But I'll probably check it every now and then just to see what's going on, what people are talking about. I'll probably use it as a good promotional tool for us.
Do you notice
post our videos and stuff over there.
You upload your own avatar. You have to choose one of their pre-selected ones.
I did see that. I wonder if we can embed videos on that forum.
I don't know.
Probably just do the...
If we can't, then I'll just link to link to our videos.
Yeah, I noticed you couldn't do like any HTML stuff on there because it said, you know, HTML is not allowed unless.
Oh, then embed codes won't work. That's cool. I'll just I'll start putting URLs to our videos on there. Hey guys, look what I reviewed.
Put in your signature. Just update your signature.
There we go. Every time.
They're just scared. They're scared.
They're scared.
They can't handle.
No,
code.
That's cool. Mattel will access.
No, but we're good. I think you know, you're talking about how the pop-up window is kind of weird, but I think that's actually a server bandwidth issue. They think if there's going to be 1,000 people on there at one time, having it pop up in a separate window like that actually helps to keep the server from crashing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. You're probably right.
It doesn't overload too much into one page.
Word.
Word! Did you sign up for it yet, Killam?
No, I don't care about it.
You don't care about it? Why? No. You don't want to go over there and talk?
You can post your sales.
What am I supposed to do? Go over there and complain?
That's
the only way. Like, if I had no other way to complain, you can just go be where, like, oh, now they got four of them. Great. Now I know where I can complain.
There you go.
Well, no, you're not reading their face.
Why don't you go over there and try to convert people to Team Skeletor? That could just be your goal.
Obviously, if they're on that board, they're already members of Team Skeletor.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's a bunch of, you know, fakers out there trying to... not sure where they're going.
Trying to play some E-Man territory.
They're all spies working for us. It's cool.
Okay.
There's one guy.
I saw a faker Pixel E-Man. Dan on there.
Huh?
So I saw a faker Pixel Dan on there.
A faker Pixel Dan?
Yeah, I saw another guy doing Masters reviews.
So you called him a faker Pixel Dan?
Faker Pixel Dan.
Good. Nice. Oh, that guy's listening and he's offended now.
You know, speaking of Mattel, we did get our
That's the ball
Skeletors.
At Pop Culture.
DeVall, there you go. And we can do that now. Send hate mail to DeVall at popculturenetwork.com.
That's D-E-E's a figure.
A-L-L.
Hey, I gotta spell it out for people, man. Sometimes
it's a B.
But anyway. Don't judge.
DeVall.
DeVall. Anyway.
But anyway, yeah, speaking of Mattel, we did get our the original Skeletors in today.
Yeah, the reissues came.
So we got those?
Yeah, I did. Did you hear yours?
I didn't order any reissues this time. I already had one.
I ordered one that I immediately gave to Pixel Dan so he can paint it into a disco Skeletor.
Yeah. How many of you guys are going to get mad about that?
Yeah. So when the
Send
video goes up on that.
Yep.
I'll make sure to put that in the video.
Well, because I got
to
get pictures of it standing next to my vintage disco Skeletor, my 2000X disco Skeletor, my disco Skeletor mini bust, and you've got my.
The McDonald's one,
Happy Meal Skeletor,
and Battle Armor Disco Skeletor.
I forgot about Battle Armor Vintage.
Yeah, it was, when I'll sit down and probably hammer them all out at the same time. So
I was really disappointed that he didn't sell out as quick as.
Yeah, he actually lasted a little bit, and that was the second batch of reissues. So,
well, that's probably why.
It's the third time he's been on sale.
People who wanted him the first time all jumped on.
Jumped on it.
Like me, came along later and were like, "All right, well, now." Mm-hmm.
What's funny is you look on like their forums and their Facebook page. There's still people going, "Are you gonna put Skeletor back on sale again? I missed him again." It's like, what?
It's amazing how many times people miss.
Well, so I think are you people part doing? Of the well part of the problem was they did it on, I think it was the 27th. Which was
Friday or something.
Well, no, which was pre-payday or pre-pre-payday for most
people. Oh, yeah.
So they're like, oh, I hope it lasts a day. I hope it lasts 2 days. And, of course, he didn't.
Right.
You know, but people just needed, you know, it's like, why wouldn't you do it on the 1st? You know, I mean, the 15th makes sense. It's the middle of the month. And besides, most people got paid either.
They did pick a really random day this time, like the 27th or something, wasn't it? That's so strange.
Save your money, man.
Save your, there you go. You know it's coming.
Save your money.
Did you guys read any of the Q&A answers that Mattel put out this last week?
I haven't. The ones on our forum?
Yes. One of the questions that they answered I thought was pretty unique because one of the ones that I actually asked in the last Q&A was that if they were going to do anything else with their retro action line besides DC characters.
So more like Mego style.
This is their line that looks like the old Mego stuff. And their answer was that yes, they had plans to do more of their lines in this style, not just DC. So that really makes
depends on how the sales
really are. Makes me wonder what they're planning with that line.
I know
because
the Green Arrow online sold really well for
really
it.
Fast.
It.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's also the first. And you don't know how many numbers they produce.
Well, here's the other thing. That line was supposed to be exclusive to Toys R Us, but now I see that we can order it from some of our distributors.
They made
as
72
well.
Of them.
So
made 72 of them?
That's confirmed.
That's confirmed.
Sounds about
right. So there'll be a lot of, it'll be in a lot of markets, so we'll see, I guess.
Well, see, now, while I wasn't really that interested in them, because, like, I think it's cool they're doing the Mego thing, but I was never big into the Mego stuff. But when I saw that the Green Arrow that you got, I was like, well, it is kind of cool because it's really retro looking. I mean, they did a good job of updating the old Mego look.
Yeah.
So if they release, like, a Skeletor in that style, I will buy it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Word up.
I mean, I think that would be really cool to see some Masters characters transition into that. Yeah. I don't know if they'll actually do it, but I mean, I'm trying to think of what other properties they would do it with.
See, you're thinking wrong. They're not going to do other their properties. They're going to be like Tonner. Suddenly you're going to see Spider-Man and Harry Potter.
That'd be weird.
And Disney Princess.
Hasbro would be mad. Yeah. Hasbro would be like, how did that even happen? We have the rights to Marvel. We have the rights to Marvel.
I want a Skeletor and a Team Skeletor shirt.
Oh, wow. That'd be an awesome exclusive.
A Skeletor in a Team Skeletor shirt? That would be amazing.
It's an online exclusive, available at teamskeletor.com.
Pop Culture Network exclusive? That would be fantastic.
We should see. Ask them that question. Can we get an exclusive?
Can we get an exclusive figure? A Team Skeletor?
Yeah, when you exclusive. See a Toy Fair, ask
But you that. Know, it would be funny. If we did that, our shipping would be way better than Digital River.
Because I don't sleep.
Except the Digital River would have to ship to us, though.
No, because if they're exclusive for our site, they'll directly ship them to us.
Can you imagine having, 15,000 Skeletor figures sitting in the back room?
Yeah. Damien would open every single one up, pile them in the back room, and jump in there naked and just start swimming around.
And whoa! And nobody would want to order them.
What's weird about that? that's totally normal.
Oh, I didn't mean that like a bad thing. I was just saying. You
know? That's what I do with my Legos.
So, we're heading to Toy Fair in a week.
Week and a half.
Week and a half. Next Friday, we're going to be boarding a plane. Leaving on a jet plane.
Well, you two will be hopping on a little pond skimmer to Chicago first.
Yep, we'll be flying out of Springfield to Chicago and then on our way.
9 in the morning, I think.
No, it's in the morning.
Yeah, it is the morning.
I'm leaving at
night. We're supposed to get to New York around 5 p.m. Right before 5. So our buddy Ito will be just getting off work at that time, and we'll be swinging.
Ito will finish his.
Although I did notice that we're going to be in Chicago for 2 hours.
We have a layover in Chicago.
So we got to get drunk.
Oh, good.
I'm in. We'll get hammered at the airport in Chicago so that they won't
beers.
So they won't let us onto the plane.
No,
I gotta get to New York. You gotta let me in.
Mr. Flair,
So then our buddy Ito will be picking us up from the airport and taking us back to his crib.
Oh, I'll be taking a cab.
And Duvall's gonna have to find his own way to get there so that.
He's having a party for you guys on Saturday night.
And we're gonna film it so people get to look at it.
Pajama jammy jam or anything like that.
Whatever.
Hey Ito, pajama jammy jam. That's all I'm saying.
Totally bring on my Transformer jammies.
I know Chris Reed is selling suits in New York City. You can probably get them real cheap to come make an appearance at the party.
Wow.
It's Valentine's Day. We're exchanging chocolates and cards.
Sweet.
Did you say Valentine's?
Valentine's. That's gangster. Valentine's. Valentine's. But yeah, we'll be hanging out with some of the Retro Wear TV guys. So I'm excited.
Yeah,
it'll be fun. Yeah.
And then we got to get up super butt early.
Yeah, we got to get up butt early on Sunday so we could go to Killen's Lego thing at 7 a.m.
Yeah, because they're giving some kind of exclusive away.
That means we're going to have to get up at 5 so that we could drive to New York.
You're just going to stay up.
Yeah.
Fall asleep.
Yeah, I bet we don't go to bed Saturday.
I think we should just go to New York and get drunk and sleep on the sidewalk.
Dude, sounds cold,
New York. I don't know about that.
Hey, we're going to go to the World of Nintendo store while we're there. I know that.
Yeah, we are.
I'm excited about it.
And I'm going to steal the big sign.
And Killen's going to steal the big sign.
No, the World of Nintendo store.
You know, I've been looking on eBay for those World of Nintendo signs forever.
Really?
They're hundreds of dollars.
I can't wait to see it.
I want it.
Ito talks about it to me all the time. He's like, I can't wait to take you there. And I'm like, yeah, I can't
wait to see
it.
They sell Nintendo.
We'll take you there.
They sell what?
But it's like a Nintendo store.
Yeah, I know.
So they only have new stuff. I want it to be like a vintage Nintendo
store. That would be cool.
Well, but
I'll
have hats and shirts.
I'll probably still buy stuff. Yeah.
Well, the cool thing is that we'll be in New York pretty much all day Saturday until we go back to
we'll do whatever we want to on Saturday once we're done with the Hasbro thing.
I want to go to game stores, comic book stores. I want to go to all the little gyms.
I'm excited.
FAO Shores.
I don't know.
Yeah, hey, is that still there?
Is Big Apple Comics still the place to go, or is it Midtown?
I've been to Midtown. Midtown was a good place.
Well, I know, but people always go back and forth over which one's the.
This is going
to
be awful. I'm going to spend a bunch of money.
I like Midtown.
Is it Big
Comics.
Apple or is it Golden Apple?
It's anymore. Big Apple Comics, I think.
I think it's Golden Apple.
Really?
Yeah.
Fight! Thunderdome!
Yes!
So anyway, guys, we'll have lots of Toy Fair coverage while we're there. We're all taking laptops. We plan to film and take photos and write things and record podcasts. So expect updates all throughout the weekend and all throughout the week following Toy Fair.
Yeah, we'll have coverage that'll come up throughout the week.
It'll be exclusive content just from PopCultureNetwork.com.
More updates besides just, my feet hurt and I'm tired.
No, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
You're not going to be there.
Actually.
That's why.
We have that new Toy Smell Twitter, right?
We do.
we should tweet while we're there. So if you guys haven't found us on Twitter yet, we can send updates through Twitter all day long.
The Twitter just says, I uploaded a file to YouTube 99 times in a row.
So, yeah, it should be a good time. I'm excited. But I think that's going to go ahead and wrap up the show for today. So we'll have a...
You missed something.
What did we miss?
You had something on your itinerary sheet that you've totally missed.
Oh, I wanted to talk about the Target clearance stuff that I found, right?
No, not even that.
What was that?
Infinite Heroes and their new package?
That's right!
75th anniversary DC Comics so classic cover buttons.
There's two things I missed.
Wow.
Well, let's talk about them real quick.
Hey, now, just as a side note, today I got my Mary Batson in the black outfit, my purple Bizarro, and my Martian Manhunter, so that completes my Infinite Heroes collection of what's come out so far of the Infinite Heroes, the San Diego, the Superman, Batman, Public Enemies, all of that Infinite Hero stuff. I've got that now, so I'm waiting.
So we're waiting for these new ones, and the new ones are now they're not under the.
She does now. I better go hide them.
So they're not under the Crisis line anymore.
Right.
Now they're the 75th anniversary line. They look very similar to what the DC Universe Classic stuff is doing, just in the shrunk down size.
Right. Which they look similar anyway.
Yeah. Yep. So and there's a Two-Face in the first wave, so I'm really excited because I will be buying that one.
And if any of you want to buy one of these random things, and you're like, this stupid button, what am I going to do with it? Well, dirt at popculturenetwork.com and we'll give you the address.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm excited. When are those supposed to come out? Do we know? Did they say?
I want to say April, but I'm not sure that's right.
Springtime sometime.
Wave 12 should be next month.
So I assume we'll be looking at a lot of these at Toy Fair when we're there.
Yeah, a lot of the new ones.
All the new ones will be showing off, so that'll be cool. Cool. And,
okay, so Target clearance.
Yeah, I went to Target the other day. And I know I told you because you went after me.
Sure did.
But actually, I was there before him.
If you guys have a Target in your area, you might want to check it because they've gone and clearance out a lot of their Christmas exclusives.
And they didn't mark them as clearance.
And they're not actually marked as clearance, so check the scanners because there's some good stuff right now. Because I picked up the Target exclusive TIE Fighter for $9.98. And I picked up the Target exclusive Transformers Leo Prime for $4.98. So that's a $40 and a $35 toy that I got for $10 and $5.
We also have the Transformers 5-pack that was exclusive.
Yep.
For like $4.98.
Yep.
Man, why can't Walmart do that with a Masterpiece Skywarp? So I can
No kidding. I want that Skywarp real bad,
at
too.
Walmart, I did get the Snake Eyes for Storm Shadow 2-pack exclusive Walmart for $11. That was on clearance, too.
So, the stores are starting to clearance out all this stuff, and I know our Walmart's got a bunch of that stuff in the clearance aisle, but haven't marked most of it down yet, so I would keep an eye on that, too. But, yeah, if you guys are out toy hunting, this is the time to do it. It seems like these big retailers are starting to try to get rid of their Christmas stock to make way for all the new stuff coming out in the spring.
And they got Legos on clearance, which I've never seen. Yep. The Power Miners series is clearance at a lot of different stores.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's the stuff I got you for Christmas, right?
Right, yeah.
Awesome.
So I've seen them. I bought everything I've seen. But
so don't bother looking in the Springfield, Illinois area because Killen has already bought all of it.
But except for all the Bionicle stuff. That's still on the shelves.
And in fact, Killen is probably going to be going to, what, Peoria, Lincoln, Taylorville,
I thought
Decatur.
About it. I really don't need to.
So
I'm good.
Okay, guys, so start checking. Clearance stuff is the best way to get it. It's the best way to buy some of the more expensive stuff.
And by the way, the Infinite Heroes Teen Titans 6-pack, which I just bought for $45 at the end of November, I think it was. It's now $15.
Unclearance. Don't you hate that when that happens?
Well, especially because it supposedly came out 6 months ago, and no one around here ever had it.
Right.
Finally, they had it. I'm like, I got to buy it now, or I'll never see it again. So I buy it, and now I know I could have waited another 2 months and paid $15.
Right.
So I'm half tempted to go buy another one just to have one in the
box. There you go, just to have one in the box.
No.
Did you see that one?
No, I don't know. What'd you buy?
Yeah, it is the one he bought.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Killen grabbed one.
Oh, yep, that is it.
Killen grabbed one.
Yeah, I know.
Cool. All right. Well, that is going to wrap up the show this week. So
You forgot.
Nothing. If I forgot anything, we can save it for next week.
You could check our video game losers pilot episode.
Oh, the VG Losers show is starting
up. Will hopefully be up, I don't know, tomorrow, day after, depends on when my computer
might be going up around the same time as this podcast or a day after. So keep checking the site for the new VG Losers show that we're starting. Guys, we've got buttons to the Pop Culture Network store on the site now. So if you guys are looking to buy anything like DVDs or video games or toys or comic books from Killen, we've got a link right there on popculturenetwork.com. Real easy to find us now.
He's got Rogue Gold pretzels, but they're not listed online.
you have to actually request those and
come into the store. And the sodas. We probably could ship them as long as they're not going to Taiwan. I think they have a customs thing on.
Yeah, they don't like pretzels.
Yeah, apparently.
And we've got
Taiwan people don't like pretzels.
That's the Taiwan people. Not the Taiwanese, but the Taiwan people.
It's confirmed.
Awesome. Lots of other great updates on there, guys. We got toy reviews. We've
They'll
got
be killing at popculturenetwork.com. K-I-L-L-E-N.
And I welcome the chance to reply to you in incoherent language.
Broken English.
In English.
Excellent. Good.
We got awesome reviews going up this week. We got all of Wave 11.
Oh, yeah. All of Wave 11 is going up this week. We just started the new Life in Plastic comic series.
By our buddy Dave.
Done by our buddy Dave. That started this week. A new episode of Not Mint in Box went up this week.
Yes.
A new Radical Retro Turtle Talk went up this week. We have tons and tons of updates on there. Not to mention a new episode of That New Toy Smell this Saturday, so you guys are missing it if you're not going to the site.
And Ryan Porter, who does our Comics Corner comic reviews, has started doing advanced reviews of the stuff from Boom Studios that they're sending us. So those reviews actually go up. They went up today for books that come out tomorrow. So if you want to know what's worth checking out tomorrow when you head to your comic shop, you can take a look at that. We're going to be doing that every week as a break of the Stormtrooper.
That's my dad's hand.
Don't break his dad's hand.
Cool. All right, guys. Well, that's going to wrap it up. So until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Duvall.
Killen.
I'm not.
We'll see you guys next week.
No one knows who the...